The Guernsey Girls Find Peace by Mary Wood, read by Emma Vane. For my dear friend Valerie Clifton, by my side for 25 years, love you. Part 1. A Time for Change. Chapter 1. Olivia. February 1941. Olivia's bruised body ached, but the pain couldn't match her broken heart. Cradled in her friend Annie's arms, Olivia felt safe for the first time in months. "We can do this, Olivia, we can." Annie said these words over and over, but still Olivia wept. How could they ever get over losing their loved ones? "Olivia, we must open our hearts to our new life. Carl will be waiting for you. He needs to see a smiling mummy return to him. When he sees the photo of you and Hendrik in his bedroom, he kisses you both goodnight and says, 'Smiley, mummy.'" "Oh, Annie, you never told me that before." "We had so little time to say anything in our calls, love. We could only pass the coded messages. But oh, Olivia, we have a lot to tell each other. Not today, though. We must make today a happy day for you and for little Carl." Olivia nodded. She knew in her heart that it would be a happy day, but she wondered if her beloved Carl would even recognize her. The last time they'd been together was not long after his second birthday in May last year, just before she'd had to return to Guernsey for what was meant to be 2 weeks to help in her father's bank, but turned out to be 9 months of living hell when Germany invaded her beloved island and she'd been unable to leave. Now, she wasn't returning to London as the vibrant young woman she'd been. Her shoulder-length hair no longer shone with health, but hung limp and lifeless. Her dark eyes were sunken and still showed the signs of bruising caused by her German captors during her imprisonment and brutal rape. Olivia shuddered as the memory of what had happened inside the rotten, foul-smelling cell came back to her. She closed her eyes tightly, trying to dispel the disgusting scene of the hateful Gunther and German soldier after German soldier violating her body. Spittle came to her mouth, and she wanted to splatter Gunther's face with it. A Nazi through and through, Gunther had betrayed her husband Hendrik, his former childhood friend. But later that night, Stefan, another of Hendrik's friends, had rescued her. Although a German soldier too, Stefan hated the Nazi regime. And while serving on the Isle of Guernsey, he'd fallen in love with Olivia's dear friend Daphne. Never had she felt more relieved than when Stefan took her to a remote beach and she saw Daphne waiting with Guernsey's portmaster Bertie, who was set to smuggle all three of them off the island. Annie held her closer, as if she sensed her thoughts were giving her pain, and in a gentle voice told her, "Nearly there, love. Nearly home." Home was a three-story dwelling in Bethnal Green, in the east of London, arranged into four flats which Annie had inherited after the death of her sister Janie. There were so many memories for them etched into every brick, in every wall of the house, that Olivia wondered if these would chisel away at any effort they made to carve a new life there. Would she, Annie and Daphne, ever find peace? How could they, with the war still raging? What must it be like for Daphne, seeing London for the first time as she stared out of the car windows, not at the busy, vibrant city that Olivia had known, but the bomb-weary one with broken, smouldering buildings? And how her heart must hurt as she thought of Stefan taken prisoner the moment they'd landed in England. And would Bertie settle here? He'd brought them safely to the mainland, and now he sat in the front seat of Annie's police sergeant's car. As a seafaring man who'd only ever known life in Guernsey, would he be able to make a life here? Olivia thought about how their life would now include Beth, Annie's little niece, and Ian, an East End lad who Annie had rescued when his home had been bombed and his family killed. Olivia had to believe everything would come right in the end, that their hearts would heal from the pain of those they'd lost. And as they did, maybe they would become a new family. Bertie would have his son Joe to help him. Joe had got away from Guernsey weeks ago with Henry, a Guernsey soldier who had been in hiding until Joe could get him to safety. With some trepidation, Olivia asked,